Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And we start the measuring of it. And one more thing. Now we can go.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Oh, it's going to be a crunchy. Yes. Crunchy for the listeners today.
Yes, it is. And it's snowy underfoot.
Yeah,
and it's icy.
It's 2 days since the snow,
yeah. But
although it's changed a lot where people come past, even now the sun's out, it's not melting.
Not really, no.
And when you get to places where it hasn't been disturbed, it's still, it's like best part of a foot deep and still powdery too.
It's because it's so blooming cold, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, dear listener.
Good morning.
It's the week before Christmas.
Yes.
And strikes and the Royal Mail and the railways are kicking in. Heating issue. You probably got your heating on now, haven't you? You got it on yet?
No, mate. You're not going to put the heating on with this.
You're going to put your heating on just for minus two.
You've got to wait till it gets cold for the heating. Yes, we do have the heating on. Full throttle.
We had.
You'll be pleased to know.
And now a major dump of snow just to make things really exciting infrastructure-wise. Yeah. Someone the other day was saying, and why aren't we ready for this? They're okay for it in other countries. It's like, it's because it only happens every 5 to 10 years.
Yes. Yeah.
That would make a lot of people...
It's not our normal mode of being, is it, by any stretch?
No. So, we changed our plans, and then plans have been changed left, right and centre. You're running gently, but it's just sustained.
Yeah. It's sort of... It's irritating. It's my... It's my back, yeah. It's my lower back sort of one. Yeah. Can we run across the soft grass,
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, do it. Let's go to it. Just trying to get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... it was just around the house. It just sort of popped around the house.
Yeah.
And...
What, during love play?
Well, no, I wish. That was my idea to pop it back in, but met with much
reluctance.
But she said,
no, we should take a break and see about your back.
So
early filth in this week's
Yeah.
It's a snowman. Yeah. I tripped over a dead snowman.
It sort of hurts generally.
And you went for a run to try and make it better.
Well, no, it sort of popped. I didn't know whether it was whether it was going to continue hurting. And then I did a bit of stretching, went for a run.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what, mate? Could we run back in that direction just before we even set off? Just because I'm a bit.
You need to go back up there.
Sorry.
Go for it.
I'm sorry. And it just hurts beyond, you know, it just hurts. I sit down to write, it hurts. But, you know, running on really soft surfaces isn't too bad.
Have you been taking anything?
Not really, no.
No.
Of course I should, shouldn't I? Paracetamols or something, or ibuprofen or
Ibuprofen's
some kind of pain relief.
Better for your stomach, you better to have it with food. But if you're not contraindicated,
Yeah.
The great thing about it reduces pain and swelling.
Right.
So you have to take it and be careful.
Right.
So that you're not hurting it in spite of yourself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's good for easing your comfort. Of course, with sore bits of the body that you use.
Yeah.
They get worse.
Right. Okay.
If you. You know what I mean? That they're hurting you out and you stiffen up. And
well, I'm going to be doing an awful lot of driving.
Great.
Over the next few days. So, yeah, not great.
Where are you going this weekend?
I'm going to...
Illustrate the picture, by the way. It's absolutely beautiful. We just... If you know Finsbury Park at all, like, or even if you just remember when we came to the park, we just ran off down the hill in the stunning... morning sunshine across the snow, and then just as we got to the bottom of the hill, we turned around and came across.
Yeah. I've got a...
It's a bit quite grand old Duke of York scenario.
I've got gigs in Ipswich and Bristol the next few nights.
You're doing an Ipswich-Norwich double again?
Yes. something along those lines, yeah. And then Saturday I'm in London. How about you? You're
doing
a glee
Glasgow.
Club. You've got a Glasgow, right.
Which would be lovely, but yeah... I'm going by coach.
Right.
On tomorrow.
Is that an all-nighter on the way back or what?
No, it's they leave at 9 in the morning and get there at 8 o'clock at night.
Right. Okay.
It's 11 hours on the coach.
Ooh.
And that's if it runs on time.
Yeah. And with the conditions and stuff.
Yeah. I've already said to the gig that I won't be there in time to sound check.
Right.
I have to let them know if I'm not there in time to. Actually
do anything.
Do the gig.
Yeah.
At least it's in a city where if I don't turn up, they'd be able to.
Because it's meant to be
stand in for me.
It's meant to be snowing up north, isn't it?
Oh, great!
In the next few days, yeah.
But I was moaning about it. I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's like
it is beautiful.
Spending your life in some kind of Christmas card.
I am. I'm really enjoying the snow. Good morning, running commentary. Take two.
And good morning to you. You seem lighter, happier.
Take two.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, a little bit better, yeah. A little bit better.
I was just thinking, I'm spending a happy hour obsessing about shoes.
All right, yeah. What kind of shoes? What running shoes?
I've been absolutely loving
show shoes.
See these shoes?
Yeah.
These are my trainers.
Yes.
I bought them for the Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I've worn them. So I thought I've hardly worn them.
So right.
Well, yeah, but that was quite a long race.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyway, they're just great and they've got them out for the snow.
Yeah.
And I had them in my head that they'd protect me, but they're not particularly grippy.
Right.
But no, they've got cleats on them and I really trust them. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah.
I can run on ice with these bad boys.
Nice. That's great.
And the funny thing about them is they're so specialised.
Yeah.
That they're... absolute disaster when you're not running on track.
Right, yeah.
Yesterday, specifically, I ran to Hackney Marshes.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, God, I don't know what this is going to be like. It's just the most incredible thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I missed you there.
Yeah, great.
It's just so...
I bet it was absolutely gorgeous.
I was running in the winter wonderland.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, properly through deep snow, like, sort of high-legged bound.
Yeah, beautiful,
you know? And my shoes...
Running in a winter wonderland. Running around, not going to jet. We're running along, very strange, just running in a winter wonderland.
Bounding like an idiot. My running outfit is, it just gets more and more preposterous.
It's involved, isn't it? I would describe it today as.
Yeah.
It's sort of Antarctic style, isn't it?
Yeah, but also it looks like I got dressed in the dark.
Yeah.
Because it's so unmatching bright colours. I'm all over the place.
Fun.
But
fun times.
Yeah, so but the funny thing about this really dreamlike run on Hackney Marshes was it juxtaposed surreally in itself with a trip into Westfield and to John Lewis.
That's so always nice, isn't it?
Jump cut from me
to be that bloke
running in the snow to me in John Lewis in the Christmas department going, oh, my feet! Because the shoes complained really hard.
Looking like a sort of overworked elf
running
for supplies.
Yeah. Sometimes I can tell what I look like because people get less friendly. There was a guy this morning who delivered a package to our neighbours. He went past. I said, morning. He looked right in my eyes.
Yeah.
I said, morning. He just looked away. Went next door and it's a good banter with my nice neighbour, Gillian.
Nice.
Looked up. I thought, I'll give it another go. I think he was just confused because he thought it might be my house. It wasn't.
Right.
So I gave him a big smile. He looked away.
Right.
And I was quite cross with him until I remembered, what I'm wearing. He was just protecting his interests.
Have you kicked...
That fellow's a cuckoo bird.
Have you kicked into Christmas yet? It's what, the 14th today, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds right, doesn't it?
It's well done.
Yeah, it's the 14th.
Yeah.
So 10 days, so it's the end of next week.
Yeah.
It's that strange moment, like when you're going on holiday, where on the one hand, you can't help but think it's ages away. And on the other hand, you keep kind of reminding yourself of the conscious fact that it's
not too
in
far
a minute.
Away.
And they talk about like working days to Christmas or shopping days or sleeps or whatever. You know, this trip to Glasgow with the bus.
Yeah.
And Morning Magpie, the fact that delivery dates are all different and everything. Basically, me...
It's sort of now, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want stuff delivered. Yeah, my wife at DEFCON
2.
When they cancelled school on Monday, we were like, oh, thank goodness! And we did so much Christmas shopping.
So did they cancel it?
It was all over. It was funny because they cancelled my son's sixth form, but not my daughter's.
Right, okay.
So she went off to get in trouble for being late.
Yeah.
And he went off with his sledge.
Nice, good fun.
She was the right person to do that too, because she raised a fairly... One eyebrow went incredibly high.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my wife went off to work at the school she works in, watching emails all the time. Secondary school closed, but she worked in the primary school.
Right.
She went there. And then they talked to her like, they said, oh, didn't you get the message? She was like, no, because you didn't send the message. And they didn't.
Yeah, that's rubbish.
So she went there and came back. But there was still some relief.
Yeah, Rara ended up working from home. Her school went in. I ended up abandoning the car on Sunday in Hampstead.
Working from home. Anyone in from my family? Yeah. Great to see
you
all
here
tonight.
Careers. I get it. How long have you been married? Too long. Okay. So I was in Hampstead. I went to a carol service on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the drive back, it came in so quickly.
Carol must have been pleased.
Absolute carnage. Yeah, it was...
it just went on like a light switch, didn't it?
Yeah. It was. There's so many... And Crouch End is quite hilly.
Yeah.
So it's always entertaining watching cars swerve and struggle. And let's face it, there was three... low-level collisions towards the end of my road.
Yeah.
So, I just deserted it.
Yeah.
Thought I'd come back tomorrow.
Oh, that was good sense.
Here we go. We can do it.
I was noticing just this morning that.
Sorry, mate. I missed that.
I was noticing just this morning.
Yeah.
That how lucky my snow adventure was on Hackney Marshes yesterday because it's flat.
Yeah.
It's in the conditions. Chipped over so badly then, by the way. I was so scared. Oh, my God, I nearly died.
You're right.
I just caught the side of my left foot on that. See that there?
Yeah.
I just lost complete. I nearly absolutely face-planted on top of that post. It was so minor, but it was nearly incredibly bad. Anyway, didn't happen. On we go.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
You just realised that gradient makes all the difference.
Yeah.
That pavement hill, you know, the one comes up by Charlie and Fordings in a funeral's house?
All right.
They've gritted that.
Yeah.
This is the pavement. I mean, it's partly because it's one of the poshest places I came through. But it's also because if it wasn't gritted, you'd be in real trouble.
Yeah.
You can't do that flat planted foot thing.
No.
You would just end up skiing off down the hill.
Yeah.
Like my son is, mate, sledging on Monday. He's in such a state now. He's going, oh, why is, this morning, he said, why is my stomach hurting? Sledging, mate. And then he said, oh, I've got a big bruise. I said, show me. On his thigh.
Yeah.
He's in lying like face,
this is nice.
Face down on a, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, nice and soft.
Yeah, not many people have been here. You probably heard the sound quality change.
From the crunch to the soft. Yeah, that's
it's
nice.
It's funny, it's counterintuitive, the actual, not just for your injury, but from a running point of view, the trail is the easiest.
Yeah.
The muddy bits suddenly turn into the safe bits, and the completely civilised pavements to turn into an ice rink.
It's that different sort of forward, 4 foot strike, pitter patter, isn't it, when you're running on snow? Yeah. As opposed to the. It's lovely.
Also, something more spiritual, or psychological rather, that I realised this morning, which is that when I first started running, all those years ago, I was really scared of falling over.
In the beginning.
I just remember now when I run, and part of that is a lack of realisation.
Right.
That I was leathering it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I did fall over, I was going to like dive and
slide. You're
going
to hurt yourself,
And I didn't realise, I just thought that's what running was like, you know. Whereas now, as you know, when I fall over, I'm like, oh, Paul, I'm falling over.
Yeah.
I'll be hitting the ground in a couple of minutes.
I really,
I'm fine.
I must say I don't like it. Falling over, it's just...
No, I don't either, but on the other hand, I'm not scared of it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I mean about being psychological, because I think it runs very deep.
Yeah.
I think I was being anal, essentially, like not wanting to spoil anything.
Right, yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? Like a deep psychological...
But you've accepted...
Commitment phobic in relation to life level.
But you've accepted this sort of... imperfections of running, sort of thing, the messiness of it.
Yeah, and the understanding that in life, you've got to put yourself out there and hope for the best.
Yeah.
You can't just wait.
Sometimes
you're safe.
Sometimes you fall over.
Sometimes you're going to fall over.
You've got to get up. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean, it's like you said, it doesn't mean you're going to like falling over. It doesn't mean you're not going to smash your teeth in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just means you can't live like that.
It's not how many times you fall over, it's how many times you get up.
It's not how many.
You get up, mate.
Yeah, because if you do one less,
get up.
You'll still be down.
If you fall over one time, they say, get up and you fall over four, you can't live like that.
Otherwise,
get off.
Great. So, but it's nice to look back
from
here and realise. I mean, a lot of that is, you know, there's a bleakness in the bleak midwinter. It's to do with having been in life knocked down and got back
knocked
up.
Knocked down, stirred, shaken, stirred.
And you realise that you do survive.
Yeah.
We are strong, resilient people.
Yeah.
I don't just mean you and me.
Yeah.
I mean like people.
Where you're broken, that's where the light comes in.
Oh. Sorry.
Etc.
I won't run in front of you again. So, my son said I got this big bruise on my thigh.
Yeah.
And I said, give us a look. And he's got three matching enormous bruises on his thigh.
Yeah.
On the back of his sledge.
Oh, dear.
He's got this about... We've been telling him to wear his pain like a badge of honour.
Yeah.
I think that was fine yesterday. I think today he just wants to not hurt anymore.
Yeah. And they're resilient, aren't they?
My daughter, strangely, who, you know, went to school on Monday, strangely unsympathetic.
Yeah.
I didn't get any bruises doing history and English.
It was funny the Monday shutdown thing, because the roads were sort of fine, really, once people got there. It was more the sort of Sunday panic tipped everyone over, didn't it?
Yeah. It's funny how it's kind of... People panic, but also people... It was Sunday night and it came down hard, so...
Yeah, it did.
Schools in particular, mainly at staff.
Careful.
Oh, Jesus,
Paul. That will knock you over.
You got so close to the edge.
Yeah.
There's a branch sticking out here, isn't there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's not a bendy one.
No. That is a push you in the canal branch.
Yeah.
Oh, God, imagine if you'd gone in then.
Oh.
I mean, yes, it would have been bad.
But what about
the
kit?
Yes, it would have hit the recorder, but what great content.
Yeah.
Careful, up ahead. Shoves. Kasploosh. Teachers have to commute.
Yeah, of course.
So I think a lot of teachers got up on, or went to bed on Sunday night, got up on front Monday morning, went, yep, can't do it, so schools. But it is funny how they have their different, like, you just know they're going to open on the second day, even though the conditions are...
Probably worse, kind of frozen over.
Yeah, exactly. Same or worse, but no, we're open tomorrow. And I remember years ago, Grasmere Primary School, when
good old Grasmere.
All the kids went in, and our kids were tiny, and it was genuinely dangerous, you know, like packed ice all across the playground.
Yeah.
That day they cleared it all up, and the next day they closed the school.
Right. Due to all the accidents on the first day.
Due to how we should have closed it yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's difficult, isn't it, to get things done.
Get the balance right.
Get the balance right.
So we're just swerving round the back of the canal. And we're gonna...
I'm beginning to feel a bit complicated because Paul said he might not be able to run. And actually, it's the soft surfaces that are making it possible with his bad back.
Yeah.
And I've targeted us towards...
To walk around Waterloo.
Woodbury Reservoir.
I don't mind doing that. I don't mind walk around.
You're not allowed to run, Paul. Did you know?
I know. We can really tease them, can't we? Really do their heads in.
So, I think...
So did you do a part run this weekend?
That's what I need to...
Oh!
This is a slippery spot. Let's get across this road and then I'll tell you all about that. Hey, Seuss. Already my...
That hurts.
On this tarmac, my trail shoes going, what are you doing on there?
Cleats.
You're not going to another shop, are you? Never knowingly, underfoot... John Lewis joke didn't really work. So yeah, parkrun Saturday.
Yeah,
I was in Brighton, Kissing Gate.
Nice.
Here we go. Whee! No, it doesn't work. Thank goodness.
Just a bit of a.
Look at this. We're in the right place. I'll take a picture. I was in Brighton.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd go to Hove Prom again because I love it. And I have to say, genuinely planning all those jokes about a. 100th parkrun birthday PB, but I was planning on going pretty fast, you know?
Yeah.
And then Friday is when the cold weather kicked in.
Yeah.
Didn't snow, but not I looked really at my super, phone super and it was saying it's going to be -2 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I was quite worried about that because I didn't want to take on my stuff, you know? So
yeah.
I planned my departure very carefully, planned my route very carefully. It's like a 2 mile run to the start.
Yeah.
So I planned to get there exactly 5 to 9.
Right.
So that I wouldn't get cold before the start.
So
I left. I got up in the morning, had a cup of coffee, went to the toilet.
Yeah.
Did all the stuff.
Did
time
all the
to leave.
Stuff.
I thought, I'll ignore that. I haven't got time.
Yeah.
And ran up the hill.
Yeah.
And the cold wasn't a problem. I warmed up straight away. It was up and over the hill.
Yeah.
Felt good. I've been sort of worrying about nothing. But as I got towards the start line, I thought, wow, I'm going to...
You're going to have to...
I was kind of stopping to clench as I got to thinking, I've got to get past the start line and go to that loo just past the start line.
Right.
And the loo was all locked up.
Oh, mate.
Oh,
I hate that.
And when I got to...
I hate that.
So, but just from stopping, you know, the extreme emergency passed.
Yeah, right.
And we dropped from a red alert back to a yellow alert.
Okay.
So I thought, well, that's all right. I chatted to, had a look for another toilet.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I have to run off either at the west end into Hove or at the east end into Brighton, I'll use the next one along, you know,
right,
it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I saw a nice guy. Oh, I saw Daryl from Rogue Runners.
All right, okay.
Down there, who I chatted to before and after. He's nippy and very nice.
That's about there, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk... Woof. Around the Woodbury Reservoir, and this is closed. It's probably closed.
Yeah, probably it'll be closed. Yeah, for the animals. Closed for the animals. Yeah, here we go. Due to compacted snow and ice, part of the main.
Oh, so we can go in the other end.
The Coal House Cafe in the surrounding area is open as usual. Okay, yeah.
Oh, we can go to the cafe. 9 till 4.
Blah,
and the rest closed now.
Blah blah. Heard it.
I'm beginning to realise the ramifications of bringing you here today. Yeah, so I went to the start line and I had a kind of triple, if not quadruple, realisation.
Yeah.
Because I was totally on the spot. I did it, do you know what I mean? I had my music good to go. I knew where I was in the pack.
Yeah.
But then the quadruple realisation was, one, I saw the guy in the 20 bib.
Yeah.
And I thought, keep up with... Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
There's no way you're keeping up with him.
Yeah, he's off.
he's gone.
Off. Yeah.
And two, it was frosty. It was like that sort of real... There wasn't anything too frosty, that grass. It was just on the tarmac.
Right.
It looked almost like snow, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't really slippery, but I was scared.
Yeah.
So it was affecting my gait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
running
this kind of, like that. So I knew, Jesus.
He does have a bit of...
Let's walk.
It does have a bit of trepidation to the
And I don't mind falling over these days. Oh, my God, I nearly went down.
I fell over.
Ball, it hurts.
You stop the record. Stop it.
I should never have done anything in my life.
The cleats don't work.
Cleats, mates. Yeah, so I thought, 20, there he goes.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying
this.
See,
you wouldn't want to be.
Skiddy, skiddy, flat foot.
You do you, I'll do me.
And I thought to myself, you know, there's a practical quality to what was going on before the parkrun, you know.
Yeah.
That threat
yeah,
will come again.
Yes,
and it will get worse.
Yeah,
and you really can't guarantee it.
The kids are coming, and they want to get, they want to be out.
Next time they come back, they'll be angrier.
They want to be dropped
off. And the fourth part of my realization was remembering running on that very spot and interviewing Zoe Lyons.
All right, yeah.
And I pictured her heading for that cubicle.
Yeah,
and putting her hand on the outside of the cubicle. And not no longer really needing the cubicle. Certainly
it's a question
not the same
of timing.
Way.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just peeled off. I'd gone about a couple of hundred meters, and I thought, don't be ridiculous.
This isn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I stopped for a photo a minute ago, but look, this is the one.
It was a matter of priorities. Yeah,
it really was. Yeah. And also being just slightly sensible because I needed to be somewhere good the next time the emergency came.
Yeah.
And sure enough, yeah, I headed off the track and up Third Avenue. Near the old rubbish hotel that they used to put us up at years ago.
Right.
And I thought, oh, good, I can go there. And honestly, that information was in my brain.
Yeah,
it was all I could do to get there. And then it was closed, I couldn't go in.
Oh,
and next
God,
door
I
to
hate
me,
those people.
There was a really nice cafe called Earth, or Oof, in my case.
Yeah.
And I went for the door and it didn't open. It's not open yet. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And the guy just opened it for me. He said, can I help you? I said, can I use your toilet? He said, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's nice.
And I went through. It was open.
Right.
People in there, lovely posh cafe. Yeah. And I went to the loo and it had like an art. It was really nicely done out. And it had like an art piece that had like loads of rolls of toilet. Well, like their toilet roll
Of course,
holder.
Then you've got the thing of like, you never know whether someone's going to be in as well. In the
It's
a kind of unfolding series of like relief and tension, isn't
it? And in
it?
The end, once this guy had let me into this nice cafe and I'd gone into this really nicely done out toilet with these really nicely displayed multiple toilet rolls.
Nice.
It was just wonderful. Oof.
Yeah.
The only thing that concerned me was it was such a... It was so nice that I was worried that it was a hallucination and I was just in the street.
Such a seismic drop-off.
Oh, it was a terrible thing.
And then he came out and the cafe was deserted and he was shutting for the day.
It was boarded up.
It was really weird.
Burning wreckage.
An
ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
A police car.
Woo!
And a fire engine. Comedian chatting to imaginary waiter.
Look at these.
Egyptian geese.
Look at those guys.
Back in the water, guys. Do you want it? It's very cold.
Oh, they're absolutely gorgeous, aren't they?
Aren't they brilliant?
Beautiful.
We've got all our Christmas cards.
Completely.
Not shy.
Yeah, completely unselfconscious, as you'd every right to be. I mean, this is their territory after all.
Except I thought birds, we were running just then. Why weren't they scared of that?
They're probably saying the same. They're probably saying the same thing, aren't they? Those runners are so unselfconscious.
I suppose it's their environment as much as ours.
They're more self-conscious than we are. Yep, we're walking again here. This is seriously.
It's very.
This is our iciest place we've come to.
Yeah,
come today.
Skids. Yeah.
Anyway, it was quite funny because I wanted to come clean to lots of people because I went back to Parkrun.
Yeah.
And I was there around the time it would have finished. So I could have fronted it out.
That would have been great. That would have been hilarious. 1912. Who'd have thought it? Yeah.
And I did. In a way, I did get. It was a kind of a personal best, but of a completely different sort. Personal best ever. Personal lost a stone. So,
So Cardiff.
A couple of people, and that was that.
Yeah.
But I did think to myself also. I thought it's 101. You know, you made it. You made it to 100. You're here on the start line.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. Yep. Let it go, but not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I ran back. So I got. I mean, it was totally. I got a run in that morning.
Yeah.
And then, but the only sad thing was, I was really going for the 30-mile week, and that was that. That was like the last piece. Like losing the last piece of the jigsaw.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I did 4 miles that day, and then looked at my mileage on the week, and it was like you ran 27.1 miles. Oh, damn it! But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
26.9 miles. Only you'd made that last 5 clicks.
If only you could have. That way you would have got.
I know!
I know how it works. I know the numbers.
And how were the gigs?
Yeah.
Were you doing The Forge or Comedia or what?
Comedia. And it was very nice. It was 3 nights of gigs.
Yeah.
And Saturday night was a little bit weird because of the football. They were all really wild and Christmas party-ish.
Right.
First night kind of least so, possibly probably because it was Thursday and quite early in the season.
Yeah.
Second night were really rowdy but really up for it.
Right.
And then the third night were good but there was just a bit more, they were more disparate, you know.
Right.
It felt like they'd be either some people weren't there or...
Was this Sunday? The Sunday
day.
Night?
It was on Saturday, so
right,
it was okay.
Night right, okay, yeah. There was an air of disappointment. around the land slightly on Saturday, Sunday. After
yeah, yeah.
But
and also there's that sense that just on Saturdays, like when you go to the Edinburgh Festival, that people, they've seen a Friday and a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Is the difference between drinking since six and drinking all day.
Yeah.
Not necessarily meaning you're more wild, meaning you're more kind of dissolute.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing about, it's all relative, the good thing about, I know you're not particularly into the football, England going out this summer, was there's no scapegoats. It was just like, everyone played well.
Yeah.
We were just beaten, you know. It sort of, I don't know, it felt a bit easier.
Yeah. Felt appropriate.
Yeah.
Felt like we'd run our course.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just nice that we don't feel the need to just trash someone's life.
Well, I'll tell you what you I know? Thought from, you know, that you can, I've got no idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just from grazing the media. It was quite funny because more people were, took this cormorant going across in front of the sun. That's fantastic. Normally, the football conversation, loads of football fans, like back pages in the newspapers, whatever, it's casting a slightly wider net this weekend.
Yeah.
And in the tradition of football, everyone said, yeah, Southgate's got to go. And people who don't follow it all the time are like, wait, what, just because of that one?
Yeah,
that
was
good. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah. Southgate's fine.
Show up that rhythm that, like, you know, that basically managers, it's a real soap opera, the idea that you can sack one after a bad game.
Southgate's fine, yeah.
Just doesn't
really it's up to him. He might stay, might go. This is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, we're at Woodbury Reservoir. Sure enough, it's a shame we can't loop round, but we'll go as far as we can go.
We're walking.
And we are walking. A seagull standing on the ice.
Yeah.
Looking confused and discombobulated.
What's happening? I mean, there's a bit of water at the edge there, but there's a lot of ice for them, isn't there?
It's see-through. Yeah, they can. Yeah. There's some bits of it. They might have even. Look at that. It's just incredible. There's some quite rare gulls there, different kinds of gulls.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, my wife came down to Brighton on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we went and we thought, is it too cold? And we were very brave because it felt like skiing.
Right.
And we sat down on the front and had like a drink and some chips.
Nice.
Like at a place called the Beach Hut, which is by the old West Pier.
Yeah.
And it was excellent. It was really good. It was like skiing, you know. And we had our chips and we quite rightly ate every last chip.
Yeah.
Now, there were some young hipsters next to us.
Yeah.
And they nibbled at the chips and took loads of pictures of themselves and the pier and the chips.
Yeah.
And then, most fantastically, they left.
Right.
And we were like, oh, don't... And the guy sort of heard me going, oh, and he came back and he moved the chips a little bit, but he didn't move them far. And basically, they'd booby-trapped the terrace. Because there was like 15 enormous seagulls and a bowl of hardly eaten chips.
Just hold your fire, fellas. Hipsters leaving.
Incoming!
Dive!
It was like the birds, real bad. I mean, I managed to get rid of them. Julia was badly injured. I went over and said, no! And got covered the chips up and went, away! Away!
Here Which we go, was, mate. Look.
Look at that.
This is it. If any more meaningful metaphor
for Britain is needed.
It's a lock gate.
A lock gate.
Just when
in
we
the
thought
snow.
There was going to be one.
Yeah, in the snow, just as you'd expect. Yeah.
Close to business, huh?
Yeah.
Close
yeah.
to business.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my hand through the gate to get a photo, and then if I drop my phone, that'll be more exciting content. Yeah.
And maybe a reverse of us looking through the...
Ask me and you... Oh.
Locked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of ruined by my stupid clothes.
Locked out, but still allowed out.
If you can't see that photo, that's me in a big woolly hat, purple sunglasses, triple microphone, red coat, and you can't even see the lime green fluorescent Lululemon socks.
Oh, well, it's nice to be back here for a bit, isn't it?
It is nice. We, me and my mum and my kids came here on the day before my birthday.
Yeah.
And me and Judy were here in... we came on a run. I can't remember how long ago. This wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
And we hid out here and had a drink when it poured with rain. And sat under, like under here, this right, canopy yeah. by the cafe. It's a good little cafe.
Mark Mayer is having a exhibition here in January with his dog art.
Ah.
So that's something for the...
When he does dog art, is it art diary. Of dogs or is it art where he just sets off and doesn't know where he's going to go?
He just,
it's a dog run ref.
It's art done by dogs. So it's quite...
It sounds very poor. Poor.
Yeah.
So
to be honest, some of the work's a bit rough.
Just a sketch pad.
Yeah.
And then some of them are very good at... Some of them are black and white, but others are very good at colour.
Some of the painters are quite fetching. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, no, my paint's all spilt and it's all down in the little poodle.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Maybe I can retrieve another pot. I think it's quite funny how without
some of the painters are Alsatian. No, not quite. On the way, but not quite. That's a half and half.
Yeah. I didn't mean to dash her into your hopes.
Yeah.
That joke was shih tzu. I didn't really swear there, listener. If you listen carefully. Chihuahua head back? I like the way that we have genuinely come here and walked instead of run like they would like. But I can't imagine they get many people coming here who make as much noise as we do.
annoy the...
I just literally, when I did that bark then, I saw a moorhen flying away. Sorry. Sorry, moorhen. So sorry. Oh, it's beautiful,
isn't it? It's gorgeous, yeah. It's gorgeous. They made the right call stopping runners around here. It's maintained all the natural life. It's been beautiful. Now we're going. The century's gone. There was a century when we came here. They're gone.
Yeah. End of a century. Yeah. Nothing special. Yeah. End of a century. Please of that. Juvenile swan. Look at these swans. They're juvenile. That one's doing graffiti. That one's littering. Juvenile swans.
You're
going to go back the same
way?
That
was lovely.
We have to walk for a bit further.
Why not? Yeah, it's really...
We're Jeffing, Paul. That's what we do.
Yeah. And it's nice. It's a lovely day, isn't it? I mean, it's fresh. It's the kind of day that... Before you go out, you think, I don't really want to go out. And then you get out and you think, this is great, isn't it?
That's right. That's so
that's the great thing about running, though, isn't it? It gets you out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where people wouldn't normally do so.
No, I was talking the other day to a friend who doesn't like running, tried really hard to get into it.
Just don't like it. I don't like it. I don't know. I don't like it. Do you like it? I don't like it.
The conversation didn't go exactly like that.
I can't do it. Do you like it? Why do you like it?
But I think it's a difficult one because I think that if you are going to like it, it's really, I feel evangelistic because I want people to find it.
Yeah.
But also some people, they're not going to.
They're not going to like
different
it.
Different people like different things. And that's why, the reason I thought of that is what you were saying about going out is what's indubitably healthy is to go out in the world and move your body. Move your body. There's all different ways to achieve that. And for a lot of people, it's running. And running's a great
example. Do you like moving your body, though?
I don't like it. I like staying still.
I don't like to move it in case I hurt it. I'm going to stay here in case I fall down.
No, movement's everything, isn't it? I mean, you have to.
Because, of course, it digs deep. It's not just...
Move it or lose it.
It's not just exercise for muscles. It's...
Mens sanam in corpo.
Exactly. And putting yourself in, being in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
Saying to yourself, here I am, I exist.
Here I am.
Sounding your barbaric yawp.
Yes.
Giving it the Walt Whitman.
Yeah. getting your old trumpet out and giving it a good tootle.
Good God, man.
In this weather?
That's how you hurt your back.
Thank you, Paul.
On the phone to the gig you couldn't get to. Don't worry, put me on speakerphone. I've got to blow my nose. Christmas concert yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
My son's last one at the school. The daughter's already left.
Okay. So what was his role?
He's year 13, so he's, you know, senior and didn't have to wear a uniform or anything.
Right.
And he did... he was in the orchestra playing the oboe quite a lot. Once it was a senior orchestra.
Right. Yeah.
And he. Oh, there's my goodness. A lovely winter rat.
Is that a rat?
Oh, I wish I'd got a photo for rat. Next year's Christmas.
Yeah. Lovely rat.
Squeaked and everything, didn't
it? Yeah, it did, yeah.
See a lot of rats in New York. Also, there's a rat in my kitchen.
What am I going to do? So how was the concert?
Yeah, it was excellent. And it was fantastic. It was just a really nice end of an era, you know, in a good way. An end of an era that's come to a natural end.
Yes.
So my son was still there. He was doing great stuff. Yeah. He was very much with his friends. Like, he played a friend of his was there with him watching, and his other friend, the little three of them, the two of them, played the little three. That was nice and patronising of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Played in one of the big sort of classy pieces, you know, at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And then my daughter doesn't go to that school anymore, so she had a nice moment of going back and seeing everyone.
Nice, yeah.
And and we sat at the back and, you know, just had that kind of Christmas glow, but also just remembering when we were just incredibly excited about that and just...
It's funny the end of ours, isn't it? You know when it's there, isn't it? If you'd, you know, chat to you a few years ago, you thought, I don't want this ever to end, and then it ends and you think, yeah, it's probably time to do something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just get there, you know.
Yeah.
And... looking at the, there was a choir in, not just, I was going to say the year sevens, but the ones who are about to go there. There was a choir from the local primary school doing a couple of songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of cool, they you know how it is, they give them cool, like, contemporary songs to do.
Mm.
And it's really good. So you can see how inspired they are and singing their hearts out.
It's nice. And
they are thinking, here we are, this is our future. We're almost on the cusp of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it was a moment in time. It's like time travel to see that all happening at once.
It's nice to just sing some carols. Obviously, last year no one was singing carols. It's just nice to get in and just belt it out and just exchange viruses freely.
Carol's got some terrible viruses. I've heard.
You take this carol, I'll take that carol.
You were very cool about that. It was like it was deliberate. You remember you've got a back injury, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, skiddy boy.
Yeah.
Mind your back. The other thing, I remember talking about, you know, the passage of time and parenting.
Yeah.
When we first found out we were going to have our first baby.
Yeah.
We got the book of how to be pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't think that's quite what it was called. Wasn't that book, Paul? It wasn't that book.
Making babies.
It was week by week, right?
Yeah.
So I got it. Like, the first day, it was like the first thing I did. I went to the bookshop, got a couple of books, and one of them was this week by week Modern Magpie. And by the end of that day, both me and Julia had flicked to the back of the book.
Right.
And gone, oh my God! and then we learned a lesson. We said to ourselves, morning, two magpies.
Take it steady.
Read the week you're on. Read a week or two ahead.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realise then, you just reminded me, is that is it. That's not just being pregnant. That's,
just be
that's
where
parenting.
You are. Yeah.
And life probably, but certainly parenting.
Yes.
Because if you say to yourself, even, you know, as they do their GCSEs, oh, they'll be going off to university next, and it's like, oh, I don't want it to go.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But
I mean,
now I see my son heading off out, and it's going to be
fine.
Sad, but we'll be ready.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was all like, oh, the kids are leaving. And now, you know, George is back, Rudy's back. Do you know what I mean? They often come back.
Yeah. Boomerang kids.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, George has been waiting for ages for a job, and then someone offers him a job yesterday that's like the whole of January and decent money and stuff. And he's like, I don't know whether I want to do it. And he's like, what are you on about?
What are you on about, mate?
So he's doing it.
That is strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I worked with someone recently
who works in the comedy club.
Yeah.
And it was their last day. And they're like, oh, thank God, I'm so sick of working here.
The last day at the club?
Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. Okay. And I've never known anyone moan so much about work.
Right.
And I get it. If you work in a comedy club,
yeah,
you're probably working harder and longer hours
than anyone else.
When you and I work in a comedy club.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's still just quite a jolly, normal job.
Quite a nice atmosphere.
You're not going to be...
Yeah.
You haven't got any early mornings.
No, no.
You know, I could never understand what the big problem was.
Yeah.
It seemed to be a kind of a generational issue.
Yeah.
It seemed to me that she was always so tired from doing my job.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's not...
It's just a job, mate.
It's a job. That's how it works, isn't it?
That's how it works. Sometimes you don't want to do it, and then you just do the job.
I mean, as we comedians run, walk, and generally mess about mid-morning as the rest of the country kind of scrambles, I'm not out of the greenhouse on this. But honestly... No.
But this isn't the job, is it? I mean, this is almost a labour of love, isn't it? This, I mean, our job is 11 hours to Glasgow.
Yeah, that's...
That's your job.
That's a job. Yeah. I accept that. I'll take my points there.
Yeah.
Getting my blooming tax return done. Woo! Talking of jobs, we've got a difficult position actually, because we just paid the builders who put the hole in our bathroom roof.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Right.
So that's very nice.
Yeah.
And what we haven't got is someone to finish the bathroom.
Right.
Like, change it round, paint and plaster, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We had a really good lead on a guy, and he emailed late last night and said, I don't think I can do it. It's too far away with the low emission charge and stuff.
Right.
And I thought that this guy lived in Hornsey.
Right.
It's about a mile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like you could walk around.
Yeah.
I was really confused. I showed it to my wife this morning. She said Hornchurch.
Right, fair enough.
Lives in Hornchurch.
That's fair enough, yeah.
That's a tough...
That's fair enough.
Morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, we've got a... We need to get the boiler fixed before Christmas. The boiler's not... Gone a bit gypsy. bit of gyp on the boiler.
You know why that is? It's because you haven't been using the heating.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Oh, sweet irony of life. Yeah.
So we're coming back, and it's lovely. You'll be in Glasgow. You'll be doing the old park run.
Yeah, I'm going to get down to Victoria Park. I know there's several, but I was saying to Daryl, actually, down at Hove, the thing is... I think other people do parkrun tourism, so they expect, you know, that's like a culture where you tick them off.
Yeah.
Whereas what I'm doing is just collecting home parkruns in all the cities that I'm in.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So once I've got one, I'm eager to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Anyway, I haven't been to Glasgow for ages. I was in Glasgow once this year, and it was just in and out House of Games.
Of course, yes.
And
of course.
So being there for the weekend would be nice. I love Scotland.
Oh, hey up.
Big fan.
I thought the duck was stuck then, but no, it's just... Look there, look. Oh, missed it. They're stuck.
Dougal, how are the Christmas tree lights working? Now remember, this tree's a dangerous place.
Oh, really dangerous.
Don't get pushed into the canal.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm doing the old Ipswich, Norwich and then Bristol, and two gigs in town Saturday. Got some mates coming round for dinner on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
And then I'm gigging next week.
For a drink on Tuesday.
Then I've got Craig Davey coming around on Wednesday. And then I'm having gigs next Wednesday, Thursday, and then that's it, really. I finished gigging on the 22nd, and then... time to chill.
Yeah.
And you stop at... Is this weekend the end of the gig sort of thing?
I've got nothing after Saturday.
Right.
Although, I'm on the Comedy Club on 4 Extra.
Oh, nice.
All next week. From Saturday night
at
10 p.m.
Awesome.
All the way to the end of the week. But
awesome.
Is it live? No, it's Brilliant. Not. But it's on the radio. It is on the radio.
Are you there, though, when you're on the radio? You're actually there.
I was there when I was there.
I don't like running, but I do like radio.
I like radio.
Oh, another one's stuck.
Stop it.
They're stuck. They keep getting stuck.
I didn't know you couldn't read duck.
Morning, he's the worst duck body language expert ever.
You got layers of stuck duck.
Oh, the duck's falling over. It's getting all wet. No, yes, no, two at once.
Oh, my God. It's catching.
So I'm hopefully this back will start to get loose up a little bit, and we'll try and go. We'll go for a longer one next week, and we'll do a sort of year in review type thing.
Well, we've got a Christmas. You know, we've got a Christmas
special.
Christmas special, obviously.
Yeah,
not obviously. I don't know what that is. Yeah. And then we'll be looking at the year. In fact, dear listener, if there's anything you remember from this year that you particularly enjoyed or thought was preposterous, or you think we might have forgotten about or glossed over, let us know and we'll go back. You can guide our thinking on this, because it's been a hell of a year.
It's been a hell of a year.
We don't want to miss anything, really.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see if
it's been lovely.
There's time to get a message from Father Christmas.
We'll have to see what Father Christmas...
Because I think he's in Leicester until Christmas.
I don't know how his training's been going. Yeah.
I mean, Lapland. Yeah. He's in Lapland, in pantomime, in the workshop with the elves.
He's been working hard.
Oh, something wrong with that duck. It's a seagull ball.
And this is quite wild, this area, is it?
Well, this is
sort of reeds.
Reeds growing up, but then they've been pushed over by the snow, I think.
Right.
Which is strange. Just two more episodes this year after this.
Yeah. And then we'll be starting to make some plans. Fit and healthy.
Well, do you know what little thing I keep saying to myself? When I'm saying to myself,
like a chrysalis.
I'm going to be much more... Yeah, we'll emerge from this chrysalis of beautiful butterfly. Do you know who's arriving in 2023?
Who?
200 Minute Man.
Of course.
That's going to take some training.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to do is do my training in the manner of a superhero montage sequence.
Yeah, yeah. Start the yoga again.
Yeah.
That's a big one, isn't it, for both of us, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Adrienne's doing a new thing.
Adrienne!
And she...
She started a new programme, has she?
She does. You know, she does do it every day in January, every year.
Right.
And this one is called Centred.
Right.
Something like that. So if you're thinking of doing that too, they're free. You're supposed to... She likes it if you sign up.
Right.
But basically, she'll be doing a new session every day right through January.
Right.
All levels. Having said that, I might do that, but I might do Morning Mad Pie, one of the old ones, because she does that every year, so they're all there.
Yeah.
And I think the last one I did
yoga
was
for
so
a bit
great.
This year to try and help me get recover from injury, and it really works.
Yeah.
Of course it works. There's no mystery to that one, is it?
No.
Yoga works.
No, but you've also got to get your head around it. I mean, I was looking at I had a little note to self I saw the other day.
Yeah.
Which was ow.
Ow.
I turned my ankle.
Oh.
I thought yoga might help my posture, specifically my humpy back.
Yeah.
And I wrote a little note to myself, is that you thought you were going to use yoga to fix it, and instead yoga's just letting you...
Work with it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Use it, you know, own it.
Yeah.
It's not the same. I did my driving awareness course.
Oh, yeah, the old speed awareness. How was that? Oh. Fun times?
You know, it was quite...
Good bants.
There was one guy.
Yeah.
He was like the angry guy.
There's always the angry guy at Zoom.
Wanted to pick the... The thing is, they always want to... I love the subject, they always, that we've done these things loads of times. Well, we have. You know, wants to pick a row with the instructor, not realising that, A, the instructor has met him every time.
Yes, yeah.
B, the instructor... does not control the laws of the land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See that none of the other
no one
people
cares.
On the course want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
This guy was such a character. He was like, we're all doing it on Zoom.
Yeah.
Constantly moving his thing. Like, oh, sorry, I've got to find a charger. I've got to find a charger. Someone's lost their glasses. Look.
Oh, wow.
They look so much like my daughter's that they can't be, because she wouldn't have been up here. That's a shame. And then, you know, and then his dog, it's a postman. Could you maybe turn your microphone off? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then every time he's actually in the thing, it's like, so what do you think the speed limit is here?
Well, the thing is, I drive a heavy goods vehicle, so it's like,
oh, he didn't ask that. Yeah. So that was fantastic. I mean, it was like a sketch. But it actually, in the end, made me much more, I saw a lot of pros. The people running the things are always such pros, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a tough gig. It is a really
anyway,
tough gig.
Anyway, I was very good.
made sure there was no one else in the house. I gave him my ID.
Yeah.
And I put my phone away and I signed in.
Yeah.
And then, probably because of that bloke, it took ages to start. So I was standing in the middle of my living room.
Yeah.
Not knowing what to do with myself. And to hand, in front of the computer there, were my photos from the Race of the Stones.
Nice.
And then I pulled out my journal from the Race of the Stones.
Yeah.
And I just had a little relive of it in the last few minutes before that.
You had a little moment.
It was really huge.
Yeah.
And then I tell you what was really weird. You know how I watched a load of Kimmy Schmidt and then did the New York Marathon and bumped into Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I was just reading in my diary.
Can we walk a bit? My back's really...
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just reading in my diary about my mantra. You know, I remember what Barack Obama said as I got to the top of the hill. Like that moment when I thought, I've got this. I'm going to make this. I'm, you know. Because that was... reading the diary, I realised that that was like basically the beginning of the last quarter.
Right.
After the second feed station on the second day, you climb a big hill.
Yeah.
And got to the top of the hill and thought, I'm there now.
Yeah.
This is it. Anyway, I remembered that and read about it. And I found that Left Field, you know Left Field the band?
Yeah.
Specifically Left Field the band who straddle the music of my youth and the music of running now and who play... If you ask me what my favourite running tune ever was, I'd say Space Shanty by Left Field.
Right.
Which I used to listen to on Running Up a Mountain at Dawn, as you can read in my book.
Yeah.
Anyway, walked onto a railway platform, having just read about the Race of the Stones. Left Field have got a new album out. Guess what it's called? You'd have to remember what the Barack Obama quote was to get it. This is what we do.
Yes, we can. Yeah.
This is what we do.
Yeah, this is what we do.
It was a moment. It feels like I'm manifesting my own, you know. If I was more of a narcissist.
And it was that moment I realised that I controlled reality.
Yeah.
I am the source, the ultimate source of all life.
That's it. He knows.
It's not a bad moment, that.
It was incredible.
Cool, man.
And I mean, there's no explaining it, really. I suppose just we've got such a... an eye for coincidences and looking for narrative, that when you see a really good one like that, it's enough zing. It's been a good year. I'm doing a review of the year too soon, Paul. Stop me.
And did you carry that on into the Zoom? Did you talk about Race of the Stones in the Zoom?
Yeah, at length. Yeah. And it was funny because the other, all the men on the course, it was all men.
Yeah.
They had a funny look about them, almost as if they were desperate for me to stop talking. That was a moment, because that guy, the guy, I mean, if you put a lamppost,
what do you expect from people like that?
Trying to win the argument, like he's going to say something, and the guy's going to go, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I'll get onto the Minister of Transport. We've done this all wrong. But I was, you know,
the one loophole I do think is worth a look at is the smart motorway. I must say, I'm not a fan of the smart motorway.
I sensed even the instructor felt she was a bit on
because of the
dodgy
hard shoulders.
Yeah, because of lack of hard shoulders. Yeah,
dangerous.
I felt even she felt a little bit. She was toeing the line, but you felt she was a little bit. It's a little bit hard to really put yourself behind, isn't it?
Well, this bloke had already blown all his credit when he said that one.
Right. Oh,
so,
right. Yeah, oh,
the bloke was able to immediately say, "Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. That's not really my problem."
Right.
And the reason he could say that is because earlier on the guy said, "Right, you said the national speed limit is this, but sometimes they have the repeater signs and they mean it's this." And the guy said, "Yep, that's exactly what I just said. Those are the laws. That's how it works."
Meanwhile, the blood pressure goes up and up and up.
It was just this moment near the end where I
shut up!
A total stranger who was so on the same page as me. The guy chipped in, and I just saw this guy take his glass of wine, just rub his eyebrows.
The last one, I must say, I don't know if I mentioned it last time. The last time I did a speed awareness course, I said to her, "You're the best one we've had. I've ever had. You're great. You've been really good."
Yes,
today.
You did say that because I
you've
said
been really funny
the
today.
That you've done absolutely the subjects of you going back over and over again.
Yeah. But I'm starting to judge the people who
never been back. See, look how deep this snow is where it's not been trodden on. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
We're climbing back up the hill for the third time today. And that was great. Well, so you said your back was hurting a bit. So how are you feeling now?
Yeah, it's It's just the lower right-hand side of my back. It just needs to rest a bit. It's good to move. I'll get some hot baths. It's going to hurt more when I drive. There's no getting around that.
No, I mean, I really
no getting around it, mate.
I don't drive anymore except when I have to hire a car.
Yeah.
And I so notice it with the running. A lot of it is balance, you know, using one half of your body for something.
Yeah.
Like these days, when I'm travelling, I have loads of stuff.
Yeah.
And I wear a rucksack on my back and a rucksack on my front.
Right.
Guitar in one hand, pedals in the other hand. And it's all balanced.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can actually go a long way like that. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of good exercise and I'm strong enough.
Yes, yeah,
so back in the day, if I did it for a long time, I'd just hurt for days.
Yeah.
Now if I do it for a long time, I just feel like I've had a workout.
Just getting stronger.
200-minute man.
200-minute man.
Come in and know me better, man.
So that's a 320 marathon.
320 marathon in York.
Yeah.
And I can do it. But it will take, I'll have to work all year towards
this is what we do. This is what we do.
And I'm going to try, I'd like to do a 10K at Queen Elizabeth Park in January.
Yeah.
But I need to find gigs in London that weekend.
Right.
I haven't done that yet. But there's one on around, I think the Saturday's the 20th. So if anyone's near London, you want to do a 10K, I might or might not be at the run through Queen Elizabeth Park 10K on that Saturday.
And of course, well, we'll talk about all this next week, innit?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is beautiful. We've got snowmen gently sort of starting to melt. Got one there with a traffic cone on his head, feeling a bit daft.
That's Antoine.
Feeling a bit mocked, to be honest.
Yeah, harsh.
Yeah. Feeling it's a little bit extra.
Yeah.
Got the Finsbury Park track. They had no training yesterday at Finsbury Park. Very rare for that to happen. Only second time in living memory that they've cancelled training on a Tuesday at Finsbury because of the weather.
Got so excited about these trail shoes. I was thinking I'd love to do a trail event in the snow, but I'm sure British ones would, if there was snow, they'd have to cancel, probably. I mean, because particularly as the places where you'd likely to get it would be up a mountain, so it's dangerous, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there'll be any snow in the Brecon Beacons.
So do they actually have cleats on them, then, or what?
Yeah, they've just got a really good grip. It's
right,
not,
yeah.
It doesn't seem much.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about them. They're very much in the style of my much gentler Pegasus, but they've got this sneaky plate inside,
right,
which doesn't feel rigid at all, but is really protective. And then they've got these cleats, which again, they're not massive. It's not like wearing spikes, but I just feel like
they're
I feel really safe.
Enough to make you feel solid, yeah.
Oh, that's me slipping again. Ironically, I didn't that time, but you know.
It's weird. I feel, for a second there, I felt, oh, come on there. Come on. Really old grouchy dog. Yeah. Just hating
on
everyone.
Growl. It's like, oh, he's looking for a charger.
It's like the bloke on the Zoom.
What about
the...
He says, it's 40 with the street lights.
Heavy goods.
For a moment there, you felt like...
I felt just like I was sort of lost, but now I know where I am. Just momentarily discombobulated.
Are you okay?
Where are you going to get your tree from, mate? Do you get a real tree?
You're
all right. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Do you get where are you getting your Christmas tree from?
From the one outside the big church on Church Street.
Right.
Buy it there and then carry it home, and it's
right.
A whole thing.
Nice.
Doing it today.
Right.
Slightly earlier than we were going to.
Right.
A very popular decision.
Reasonably priced.
Shouldn't think so.
Right.
It's a seller's market, isn't it?
We went to Palmer's Green. I went a bit further afield. We normally go Ali Pally Garden Centre.
We have to go a long way to get to a field.
Hideously overpriced Christmas tree. But went to Palmer's Green, and it was a lot cheaper, actually.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, all the needles have fallen off already.
It's not a Christmas tree.
But it's worth it. It's a tree. Yeah.
It's just someone's garden, wasn't it, Paul?
No, it'll green up, mate, when you get home. They'll come out when you get home.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah,
great.
Mate. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We won't be here tomorrow. Yeah, so it's a pop-up thing. Yeah.
How much?
No refunds.
Just giving that pushman by the front door.
Quick, start the car. He's gone.
I hope people have been buying yours and my books for other people for Christmas.
Of course.
I mean, both. Yes. Yours is available in paperback now and has been for some time. Mine was always a paperback.
Yeah.
And you know, if you know
looking
someone...
Looking to hit the top 10 bestseller lists.
Yeah.
Looking to hit that this Christmas.
No refunds!
Yeah. Run,
Parkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.